You are listening to KBUT Community Radio, 90.3 in Crested Butte, 88.9 in Gunnison, and worldwide at kbut.org. This is Collective Connections, a show where we listen to some good music and meet up with some community members to talk about what's happening here in the Valley. On today's show, we're going to learn more about the Firebird Theater Company. Established just last year, the Firebird Theater Company in Crested Butte was formed with Annie and David Flora, along with a group of theater enthusiasts. We are here in the studio now with Genevieve Bachman and David Flora. David Flora is the artistic director, and Genevieve is a founding member of Firebird Theater. She's also behind the scenes with a lot of other things as well. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for having us.
So to begin, I wanted to get into the history of Firebird Theater and how you guys got your start.
Yeah, we formed from a collective of, as you said, theater enthusiasts. That's a better way than saying nerds, I think. We formed last year just out of the desire to want to put on more shows, give more opportunities to the Gunnison Valley. And it was a group of people that really clicked just right out of the gate with each other. We'd worked on stuff before with each other. And we were like, hey, let's shoot for the stars with something, you know? And we got together and put on Shakespeare last year, had a blast doing it, and thought, hey, let's keep this going.
I love that. And do you want to get into as well how you guys got your name? You mentioned you're a big fan of mythology.
I have always been a huge fan of mythology. It's not a huge, sexy story or anything, how the name came about. I love the imagery of phoenixes. I've always loved the idea of that and all the imagery that comes with it. And I thought, you know, this would be a great just logo. You can do a lot of stuff with phrasing and just mottos, things like that, that you get out of all that. And I said, how about we do Firebird Theater Company? I think it's got some just recognition from the name itself evokes a lot of imagery. So that's the main reason I think we came up with that.
Yeah. And Genevieve, do you want to talk a little bit about your role and some of the things you do and how you got involved in Firebird Theater Company?
Absolutely. As David said, theater nerd. I have loved and been involved with theater. I want to say most of my life, but as a child, I wasn't on stage because there really weren't that many opportunities, honestly. And so a part of what Firebird is trying to do is bring more of those opportunities. But back to me. I've always loved theater. I love working with all of the people that Firebird has brought together. And so, yes, I was able to be on stage with Twelfth Night, and hopefully I'll audition and get to be in more. But I really enjoy the behind-the-scenes things, just making stuff happen. And so that's a part of what I do. But
yeah, no, that's amazing. And so you guys have some upcoming performances as well. We have some performances in March and some performances at the Almont Resort coming up. What do we have coming down the pipeline?
Oh boy, so much good stuff. So we just finished auditions for All in the Timing. It's a David Ives play. And we just finished auditions for Peter Pan for our kids show. Both of those are going to be in March. And we're about to announce the casting of that. So if anybody's listening, wondering if you got cast, keep those eyes peeled. So at the Almont, we're doing trivia coming up. We're doing karaoke. We're doing improv. This will be weekly things, and we're in talks with them to solidify everything. But we're hoping to get every Thursday something going on at the Almont Resort so that people can come in there and just have a good time, be entertained, have some good food. And the offerings are varied, you know, throughout what we're going to try for. So trivia, karaoke, improv, all kinds of good stuff. Those are the things that are coming up in the immediate future. Plus some other stuff, if we're always looking for workshops to offer and classes to teach, things like that. So And if people want to keep up with what we're doing, a great way is to sign up for our newsletter, which is on our website. You can do that through there, firebirdcb.com.
Wonderful. And, you know, one of the things that struck me is that you have performance and auditions and all of these opportunities for adults, but also children.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. Why is theater important for kids?
It's incredibly important. I mean, you can get really philosophical with this stuff, but I think it really helps kids kind of come out of their shell. You know, it's a way for people who aren't necessarily, let's say, sporty, to have something to do, to be part of a community, to learn new things, new skills, also just learn how to be good, well-rounded people. I know it was important to me growing up. I didn't have a lot of opportunity where I grew up. And it wasn't until, well, I had to go to the next biggest town to even try, and that was after I got a driver's license.
Wow.
Oh, and then, you know, after that was college, and I had plenty of opportunities there. But my wife, Annie, who a lot of you listeners might know as Annie Reichs, daughter of Joe and Teresa over at the Reichs Family Gallery, she grew up here, and it was important to her to have theater and have opportunities to perform. That was something that she loved doing. And she met all her friends through that, and it really helps you grow as a person to get up on stage, put yourself out there, learn how to take direction when you're working on stuff. You know, you can go into so many different ways. Theater enriches kids, and how to be on time, memorize lines, be responsible. And we wanted to, that was one of our main tenets, right, Genevieve?
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to get kids involved, give them opportunities, and we're doing 3 kids shows this year. We just, like we said, we just auditioned for Peter Pan. We've got Alice in Wonderland coming up in May and The Snow Queen in December.
Oh, wow.
And the kids have been absolutely wonderful. We had all the kids who were in, we just did Nutcracker and Beauty and the Beast last year. All the kids from Nutcracker came back and auditioned for Peter Pan. It's such a great group of kids, and we're adding more to it. And it's so incredibly important to get, I think, the youth involved. And like I said, one of the main tenets of it is to give kids who aren't necessarily sporty or doesn't, you know, they don't like those kind of activities, something else that they can do.
Yeah.
And there's, as well as being on stage, there are so many other opportunities for kids to be behind stage, figure out how to learn how to do the tech, how to do costumes,
props.
And so the props,
They
it's such a great opportunity in so many ways. It helps with public speaking. It helps getting over, you know, the fear of being in front of other people, and also gives everyone this opportunity to just be goofy.
Yeah,
totally.
It's a lot of fun.
Have a really good time.
And you talked about how you were in Shakespeare. Do you want to tell folks about that experience and what it's like to perform here in the Gunnison Valley?
It is so much fun. And I am not like a big get up and showcase person. I could say that. Although people would laugh and be like, no, you... Anyway, I love being in shows. I really do. And yes, it does take some commitment as far as really learning the lines. But it also, once that happens, there's magic. And there's something about being on stage, and even if a line is just out of reach, there's this amazing feeling of when it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just interacting with the other actors, and when you're in character, you just it works.
Yeah,
it really works, and I love it. I am looking forward to any of the following shows that are coming up. I'm looking forward to trying them.
And with Twelfth Night, which we did last September, it was amazing to be able to bring this. We did it for free, Shakespeare in the Park for free, and that's something that is important to us. We're going to do with the next one, and you know. Onwards and upwards there. We had such great crowds show up, and the very last night of performance, at intermission, it started pouring rain on us. And so we literally had to do the show must go on.
Wow.
And we did it in the rain for all the brave souls who stuck around and watched us. And so it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So great, because now you have all that to play with as an actor as well. You know, you've got to react to not, you know, falling off the stage because it's swing.
Gosh,
but
yeah.
People also really enjoyed even the hardy souls who stayed during that rainy performance. Even just a couple days ago in the post office, people will, you know, stop me and say, I was at that show and it was amazing. Just,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Like Freddie Mercury said, it's a kind of magic.
It is.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's so much fun. And I hear great things about all these performances throughout the community. So it's really cool to see that we have even more theater opportunities for folks. What would be your advice for someone that's maybe a little nervous and they've never done theater, but they want to audition? What do you have to say?
Come to audition.
Okay,
I mean, really, it is such a safe space, and it's so fun. And even if you feel nervous and you're not sure what you want to do or how you want to do it, I would say go for it. Still just, show up.
And this group is so welcoming and friendly and wants everyone to succeed and wants you to be there. Please, come out, audition. Don't feel scared. We will help you through everything. We have plenty of people who have zero experience audition for All in the Timing, and they did wonderfully. And we can work with just about anything, you know. So if you're worried about not having experience, don't be. We can give you the experience. We'll make sure you're prepared. We have we try to focus on long rehearsal processes so that, you know, everyone feels good and we have enough time to put the show together. Mm-hmm. So it's a very supportive network of people that you're coming to.
Yeah. And for folks who aren't familiar about All in the Timing, can you give a little synopsis of like what this play is about?
Of course. Yeah. It's a collection of 6 short plays by, like I said, David Ives, who's a famous American playwright. At one time, this play, I think it was in the 90s, besides Shakespeare, was the most produced play in America, which, you know, I don't know, it just blows my mind as a trivia fact. But it's 6 plays that are all very different. They're all comedic, and they deal with relationships. They deal with language. Wordplay is important in a lot of them, and it's just a funny time to see different people in different situations and how they cope with the situations they're in. There's a little bit of existentialism that's in there too, to get a little highbrow with it, I guess. But it's very funny. There's a play about monkeys trying to ride Hamlet. There's a play about Leon Trotsky and how he dies, and it's based on real life, which is a crazy story in itself. Yeah. And then there's a play about 2 people who meet in a cafe, and it's all about kind of, oh, are they going to hit it off? Is this the start of something? But at certain points, they'll say something that will derail what could be, and then a bell rings and they restart from where they pick up from, you know, where that was. And it's just funny. It's they're all really funny, but it's a great collection of plays, and it should probably go about an hour to an hour and a half. Probably no intermission. It's going to be just a fun night of seeing lots of people, lots of plays, and laughing your butt off.
Oh, that's great. And you talked about Peter Pan as well and how Annie is adapting this screenplay.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Annie and I did a lot of children's theater in Chicago, and she wrote adaptations of a lot of classic stories. We did Beauty and the Beast and The Nutcracker. We just put those on last year here with the kids. And this year, like I said, we've got Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, The Snow Queen. And she takes the original story and adds in the pertinent lines, the plot, everything's the same. But then there's modern jokes in there. There's just silly interactions that the kids can have with the audience. There's some improv elements. And then there's jokes for parents, you know, in Peter Pan, we've got a Brexit joke coming up. She plays with language. We had to learn what Riz meant.
Oh, yes.
And she threw that in some of the dialogue. But it's just a good time. And
the
kids love it. The parents love it. And we're really going to focus on the production quality and how much fun the costumes can be and projections, you know. Just really make it a fun time for everybody.
Oh, that's great. I love that Riz is involved. Everyone can learn what Riz is now.
Everybody's like, what's Riz? You know, everybody, you know, 30 and on.
Yeah, and for those just tuning in, we are in the studio with David Flora and Genevieve Bachman. They are with the Firebird Theater Company, and we are chatting about some of the upcoming performances and more. You can learn more about upcoming auditions and performances at firebirdcb.com. And performances for All in the Timing are March 8th, 9th, 15th, and 16th. You mentioned you also have a book club, and it's taking place tonight. Do you want to talk a little about that?
Yeah. So Jimmy Utley, who's one of our founding members as well, is leading a monthly discussion where he picks a play, and folks can pick it up at Townies. So we're doing it in conjunction with Danica and Arvin over at Townies. And he can pick up, or you can pick up the play, read it, and then come in and have a discussion about it and the themes of it, the plot, how it relates to us in today's society. And the first one tonight is Bertolt Brecht's The Good Person of Szechuan. Brecht was a German playwright, very famous. He did the Caucasian Chalk Circle, Mother Courage and Her Children, and then this one as well. And this one's going to be a fascinating discussion. Even if you haven't read the play, we'd encourage you to stop by at Townies at 6:30 tonight and have a really fun discussion with Jimmy. Next month, it's going to be Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House. So if you've heard of that, maybe you're not sure what that's about. It's a very important play in theater and in just the world of theater. And you'll have a month starting, I think, Mondays when the books come in, the plays, and go pick them up and, check all that right out.
The countdown starts now.
Genevieve, you're going to go, aren't you? Or are you?
I am.
Yeah.
And as much as we want to also encourage people to get the play at Townie, you can, of course, pick it up at the library, too. I mean,
great.
You
know,
like, you don't feel pressure like, okay, I have to go buy this.
Yeah. I should also add, I just realized we've been talking about Riz. It means charisma.
Yeah.
For those of you out there who were like me, had no idea what they were talking about.
Sorry.
It's
such a trivia question.
I appreciate that. You know, thanks for pointing that out, because I had to look
like
it up,
we
too.
Keep saying it.
And David and Annie Flora also lead the Quiz Quiz Bang Bang Trivia Nights in the Gunnison Valley. There's going to be trivia coming up Tuesday, January 16th at a bar above in Mount Crested Butte, and Thursday, January 18th at the Almont Resort.
That's right. It's the same trivia each night, so you only have to come to one. Please don't come to both. That would be cheating. But you can show up. There's a, you know, a small fee for either your team of six or individual. But you should be able to find all that on Facebook if you search for Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. And it's a really good time. You guys have both played.
We have, yeah. It's a great time.
Trivia. Such a good time.
Yeah, we get Jackson wrangled in too sometimes. So
Jackson's
KBT.
Great at it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, is there anything else you guys would like folks to know about the Firebird Theater Company, auditions or upcoming performances?
I'll tell you the season that we've got. We are doing in June a dinner theater murder mystery at the Almont Resort. Annie is writing this one. It should be a very fun time. Come in, have some dinner, watch some a murder mystery, and that one's called Murder Well Done. In August, we are continuing our annual Shakespeare at the Depot with a production of Macbeth. And that's at the end of August, 23rd, 24th, 30th, and 31st. That one, we're going to draw a lot of inspiration from Star Wars. So it's going to be a mashup of Shakespeare and Jedi.
Love that.
You know, poor man's Jedi. We're not doing straight up Disney stuff. But in December, we're also doing A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens classic. And we're really going to make that an experience for the audience. Something that's high production quality and something near and dear to my heart, spectacle. We're really going to do that hard. And yeah, if people are interested in finding out what we're doing, when we have auditions, what shows are coming up, you can join the newsletter. You can sign up there at firebirdcb.com and check out our social media too. Facebook and Instagram, Firebird Theater CB, and that's theater with a theatre. Firebird Theater CB. Hannah Valian does our social media and is just a boss at it. She is so great. So anything else?
And full of riz.
She has so much riz. Right? Am I saying that right?
Riz? No, like,
she's got the riz. Genevieve, can you think of anything else we're doing?
I am just so grateful that you had us here today, and hopefully everyone comes out and auditions, sees what we're doing, enjoys themselves. I mean, it really is all about fun.
Yes. And if you would like to support us and everything we're doing, check out our website. We've got ways to do that on there, and get in touch with us for helping out, for anything else, you know.
If you have ideas, if
you want to, you know, support us any other way, we're happy to have you.
Well, thank you guys again, David and Genevieve, for coming in and talking about the Firebird Theater Company. It's been a blast. It's always a pleasure. And you are listening to Collective Connections. Don't go anywhere. We have got some music coming up.